It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to wake up. It's 5, and we're live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want him to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports on 95.7, The Game.
Come on!
Oh, yes. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is the pregame show. I am Joe Spadoni, and man, we got an awful lot to get into. Not a lot of time to do it. 1 hour here before tossing it over to the new lineup that starts today at 95.7 The Game. All starting at 6 o'clock with Bonta Hill and Joe Shasky, the morning roast, 6 to 10. So a little extra hour for all your favorite shows here right at 95.7 The Game. 6 to 10, Bonta and Shasky. 10 to 2, Steiny and Goo take over before toss it off to Willard and Dibs from 2 to 6. So cannot wait for that. First day here with all the new lineup changes. And Matt, we start here on the pregame show. It was just a packed weekend. There's a lot to get into. Didn't have a game yesterday to react to as it pertains to the Golden State Warriors, who won in overtime against the Giannis Antetokounmpo-less, say that 10 times fast, Milwaukee Bucks in overtime. Man, what a game. It was ended up being a snoozer for about, three and a half quarters, and then Stephen Curry just does what Stephen Curry does, and he gets on fire. And man, is that the win that changes the entire complexion of the Warriors? I'm not doing that. I've done that so many times this season. I'm exhausted by saying, this is the win that changes it all for the Golden State Warriors. No, you know what? It's a great win. Let's see if they can stack it tonight against the Phoenix Suns. And we'll have all that coverage for you here, right here on 95.7 The Game, starting at 6 o'clock with Warriors Live. John Dickinson getting you started before tossing it over to the great voice of the Golden State Warriors, Tim Roy, who will be on the call, pre-post, all that sort of stuff. Everything right here on 95.7 The Game. And if you would like to get involved today, at any point, but specifically right now if you would like to, 888-957-9570 is the number where you could call or text. Text via the Xfinity mobile text line, again, 888-957-9570. If you would like to hit me up on YouTube, good morning, all you people out there, who we all lost an hour, by the way, so it's an extra good morning to you on the YouTube chat, on Twitch. Hit me up on Twitter, give me a follow, at Spadoni underscore Joe. Like, subscribe to YouTube, appreciate all of that. Moondust, damn it's early, on the YouTube chat. You bet it is. Felt it really hard yesterday when it was the first day when we lost an hour. What is it, a spring forward, fall back? So, yeah, we get all that sunshine to stay out, but can't really stay outside because it's freaking raining. Thanks, Bay Area. Appreciate that. Happy Monday. Let's do it, baby, from Stunna Rand. Morali, my guy. Good morning, Joe. Appreciate you. I am stunned to see you this early. Everyone's stunned to see me, Sam Lubman, as he was walking in and out. Is everyone stunned to see me? I'm just hanging out. Everyone think I was gone for the new lineup changes? No. I can tell you one thing. Spadoni in the pregame show will remain. It's like a cockroach in a post-apocalyptic world. I'm like the rad roaches in Fallout, for any of you guys that play that. I'm that guy. John Paul, Warriors will repeat. It's too early for that, John. It's too early for that. But they got a good win. Can they stack it tonight again against the Phoenix Suns? We shall see. What did everyone watch this weekend? That's what I really want to know at 888-957-9570. Because there was a lot. Yeah, the Warriors beat the Bucks. It's a fun game, entertaining. Would have been more entertaining if the Greek Freak was there. He had that little Theragun thing that all I kept seeing was Giannis massaging that wrist. It was just very funny. Every time they panned to him, he just looked all excited, but he's just massaging the wrist like, oh yeah, cool. So that was entertaining. The Oscars was yesterday. Who was it? Brendan Fraser. Good to see his redemption tour come back. He won Best Leading Actor. Michelle Yeoh, Best Actress. Shout out Everything Everywhere All at Once. Anyone seen that movie? Do I need to see it? Is that a must-see? Oh, clearly, with all the wins it got yesterday. I saw Data from the Goonies one. It's like, what's going on? Encino Man and Data are winning Oscars? Let's go. Jamie Lee Curtis? So, did you watch the Oscars? Did you watch the World Baseball Classic in which the USA got absolutely destroyed against Mexico yesterday? 11-5? Come on, boys. What are we doing? 11-5? Hey, Mookie, I need more, man. Trout, couple walks, all right. As I'm just reacting to the box score, because I didn't watch a lick of that. Are you kidding me? Watch the highlights. I just assumed we were going to win. I mean, this is like Italy or Spain in soccer. Or Germany. I was like, I just assumed we were going to win. This is baseball. This is America's pastime. Huh. Mexico said, yeah. Okay, bud. 11-5? Now, thank God you beat Great Britain on Saturday. Otherwise, we couldn't have heard all those jokes. You heard all that during the World Cup when the USA was trying to say it's called soccer now and we just got a freaking tie against the team. But my God, if we had lost to Britain, ugh. They're doing the King celebration. And by the way, now that we're on the World Baseball Classic, at 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, what were you watching this weekend? The World Baseball Classic, the uniforms, man, are so bad. Some of these countries, and God bless, what is a Great Britain. Oh my God. That is the most generic uniform. I've seen better uniforms from T-ballers than I've seen from that country, or collection of country. Great Britain's a collection, whatever, you know what I mean. But my God. And maybe the T-ballers are better because they're actually based off MLB teams, usually. I remember I was on the Padres when I was like five. It was the late like 90s Tony Gwynn ones with the SD, with the orange D. Those ones looked cool. God, I always had the worst uniforms though growing up. I had the early 2000s on my Little League team. I had the early 2000s Astros, like the Craig Biggio ones. Ugh. It's like that maroon. I don't like that symbol, that Astros one. That was before they did all the cool rebranding. And then I had the Orioles as well. Yeah, and it was just kind of the classic bird. It was just, yeah, kind of boring. Everyone made fun of us and called the Orioles because we were soft. We weren't very good. I got hit in my very first pitch in Mustang League, and I was done. Night-night, Dad. Don't want to play anymore. Well, son, that was the first game. Oh, boy. So, scars for baseball. Did anyone watch the Selection Sunday NCAA bracket? We're talking about what we watched over the weekend. There was the Oscars. There was World Baseball Classic. There was the Warriors dub on overtime against the Milwaukee Bucks. There was Selection Sunday, your number one seeds for the NCAA tournament that officially begins, what, tomorrow with the first four. In the first four, you got A&M, Corpus Christi, as a 16 seed versus Southeastern Missouri State. Then you got Texas Southern versus FDU. And then, see, I hate this. Why is it that the 16 seeds, yeah, they're obviously going to be in the first four playing, but then you got some 11 seeds doing it. What are we doing there? Like Arizona State versus Nevada? Like that's not, come on. As 11 seeds and they have to play the play-in? Just to get into the tourney? That's weak. Mississippi State and Pittsburgh, same thing. I get it for those smaller schools, the mid-majors. I get all that. But when you got the big boys, the 10 and 11 seeds, the Mississippi States, the Pittsburghs, the Arizona State, and Nevada, those are all legit programs. They deserve a shot in the tourney. Now, you could say, hold Joe, don't those 16 seeds, they won their divisions. They should have gotten their ticket punched. Yeah, but they're 16 seeds. They're going to get waxed. Texas Southern is 14-20. Okay? Is that really what we're doing here? All those 16 seeds are going to get waxed in their first matchup. Yes, we had the UMBC against Virginia a few years ago. I remember I was getting on a flight to England, going to my honeymoon to Greece. We were connecting flight SFO to England. I remember watching on my phone. I was like, oh man, they're about to blow it. Wasn't Ty Jerome on that team? Am I tripping? Was Ty Jerome on that Virginia team? I think he was. But nonetheless, what did you watch this weekend? Selection Sunday, World Baseball Classic. On the YouTube chat, Samoan Pride, appreciate you. Shout out Samoa. Holy smokes, first time seeing Spadoni. Good morning, bro. Appreciate you. All right. Elephant Whisper on Netflix is what Murali was watching this weekend. Elephant Whisper. Okay. Have to check that one out. Murali, that was the worst uniform, the World Baseball Classic. The Great Britain was awful. It was like gray with blue lettering. I was like, come on. And you know they don't really care about baseball just based on their uniforms, because the England kits, as they call them over there, for the World Cup, they're always so sick. They always look so good. They got the three lines or whatever. Like, why couldn't you incorporate that into your baseball? I know. No one cares about baseball over there. I'm sure cricket is far more popular. Come on. I'm trying to grow the sport. And I'm sure you would love to trash talk if you had beaten the United States. You actually looked good doing it. Come on. Adrian Mendez on the YouTube chat. Spadoni, are you still a believer after beating the Bucks? Listen, I proclaimed myself after they had their winning streak and after they beat the Celtics without Stephen Curry 2 weeks ago. I said, this team is winning the West. And I still stand by that. I still think the Golden State Warriors are winning the West. Did that win at Chase Center Saturday night in overtime against the Bucks change that? Or change my opinion and my confidence meter in that? Not really. This is a good win. You need to just win now. That's all that matters at this point. I don't care how it's done. You just have to win, because that's what the standings look like. The standings are all bunched together as we look at it right now as it pertains to the Golden State Warriors. You got the Clippers at the 5 still, 36-33, half-game lead over the Warriors, who are at 35-33. Then you got the T-Wolves right behind them at 34-34, Mavericks 34-34, Jazz at 33-35, Thunder, Lakers, and Pelicans all at 33-35. Big loss for the Lakers yesterday against the Knicks. That would have taken them to 34-34, and they would have been right there behind the Warriors' heels. But they didn't. They lost, and that helped the Golden State Warriors. So, listen, it was a good win. It was a solid win. You were going up against Middleton, Holiday. Ugh, bad turnovers by Holiday at the end. Hell of a block by Steph, but that dribble off the foot, which was basically the game in hindsight by Holiday, yikes. And it must have felt good for Dante DiVincenzo getting out there, getting that dub against his old team, team he won a championship with. Good for Dante. He had a hell of a game, hell of a performance. Huge threes towards the end there. In a game, again, it was kind of a snoozer for most of it. It's just like, ugh. Curry wasn't very good for most of it until obviously he was. And then he just put the team on his back. He's like, I'm not losing. Like, we cannot lose this game. I come back and we go on a 4-game losing streak. That's not happening. And he stopped bleeding. And here is Steph talking about after the game on his windows for recovery from that injury and how he's conditioned himself. Because, man, he's been playing a lot of minutes, folks. Stephen Curry has just not looked back since coming back from that injury. 43 minutes on Saturday night, and here's how Steph is feeling.
I've had, over the course of the last 5-6 years, I've had these 4 to 6 week injury windows that gotten good reps on how to heal. And also towards the back end, when you have like that return to play schedule and all that, I know how to apply myself in a way that gets your conditioning back quick, sharpens the toolkit in terms of shooting the ball and being sharp and all that, being able to play pretty solid big minutes, you know, right away and not really miss a beat. So it helps have gone through it a couple of times and know how hard you can push yourself in the rehab part that you come back strong.
Absolutely. And that rehab was huge. Steph just looks like he hasn't missed a beat. Yeah, he's a little rusty in those first couple of games, but looks like he figured things out towards the end there against the Milwaukee Bucks. 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. Talking about what you were watching over the weekend, obviously most of you are watching the Bucks and the Warriors, and it's like, Spadoni, that's what I tuned in for. That's what I want to hear about. Absolutely, we're talking about that, but there was a lot of happening this weekend. World Baseball Classic, you had the Oscars, you had Selection Sunday. What, did anyone watch English Premier League? We got spring training wrapping up, so there was still an awful lot. We had the players happening. Scottie Scheffler, he joins Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods as the only players in golf history to win and have the green jacket and the Players Championship at the same time in the same calendar year. So shout outs to them. Scottie Scheffler, by the way, the oldest looking, like, what is he, 28 29? Guy looks like he's 40. My god, wakes up with 5 o'clock shadow. 415, by the way, this is on the Xfinity Mobile text line. By the way, Steph, Clay, and Dre were referenced in the Chris Rock special a couple times. Oh, interesting. Have to check that one out. You watched that over the weekend. I watched caught up with The Mandalorian. God, just Jon Favreau. God bless you. Dave Filoni, the executive producer. Ugh, just hits the right note. I sent a tweet out, and you can follow me at Spadoni underscore Joe on your Twitter. But I was sending a tweet. I was like, you know, it feels like there's so much oversaturation with like shows and the market and all this stuff. That's another reason why I didn't watch the Oscars, by the way. It's just, I don't have time to watch all these. It's on every single streaming service, all these different stuff. I just don't have the time anymore. You know, I got two kids and a bunch of problems. Shout out Guru. But I got two kids, three-year-old, one's going to be 5 months tomorrow. Like, it's very difficult ages to even just try to get them down and get some peace and quiet. So I don't have time, but able to sneak in first two episodes of Mandalorian this past season. Just great programming, liking what they're doing. And in an era where there's just so much oversaturation when it comes to the Marvel stuff, the superhero series, it's just, I can't keep up. The Star Wars, Boba Fett kind of stunk. Obi-Wan was a disappointment. Like, Mandalorian just still hits all the right notes. So, there's my TED Talk for The Mandalorian. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Did you watch The Last of Us finale? I have not seen that. I need to get on that. Haven't played the game. I believe that's a PlayStation exclusive. I'm an Xbox guy. But, again, I don't have time to play video games. 888-957-9570. Stunnerant, Godspeed, Joe Spadoni, and shout out Daryl Johnson. Okay, Godspeed. Is something going to happen to me? Are you okay, Stunnerant? Be safe out there. It's dangerous. QGee0923 on the YouTube chat. The Monday after daylight savings time change is always the hardest. Man, it was yesterday for me. Again, just an action-packed weekend, including daylight savings. And we lost an hour, and man, I felt it. I heard the little guy waking up. I was like, what? It's like 5:30. No, it's not. Wake your ass up. 6:30. It's like, ugh. So go back down there. I was like, let's go back to sleep. No, didn't want to. So yes, I actually slept well last night, thankfully, but it's rough. Especially when we got the little kids. It is not fun. Everything, the nap times, it's crucial. Getting the routine, it's all a part of parenting. And then the routine gets tossed out the window. It's gone. Night, night. After daylight savings. So shout out to all of you who are getting off work, getting on to work, getting ready for school, getting ready for the week. It's still slick out there and windy, so please be safe if you're driving out there and you're listening via, you know, the radio, or if you download the Odyssey app, and be sure to download that, like and subscribe, do all that sort of stuff. 95.7 The Game, all your sports coverage there. Warriors, listen, all your Warriors games right there on the Odyssey app. Download that bad boy. Favorite 95.7 The Game. You can take us anywhere around the United States. Appreciate you. And you can listen to just not sports if you're into. Again, we're talking about shows right now. If you're into politics, if you're into just random podcasts, stuff like that. Aliens, ghosts, all that sort of stuff. I just listen to those two things because that is basically what my wife, the Mrs. Jade, she loves. She loves the ghost hunters. She loves the alien stuff. She loves the first 48 or like the Criminal Minds aspect stuff, like the psychological thrillers. She loves that sort of stuff. So download the Odyssey app. You can get all of that sort of stuff right there. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Good morning, Joe, 510 on the Xfinity Mobile text line. I'm not buying the win against the Giannis-less Bucks. Will Kerr be back if the Warriors miss the playoffs? That's from Shaq from the 510. It's a good question. I'm just not ready to go there yet. Will Kerr be back if the Warriors miss the playoffs? I mean, miss the playoffs entirely? I mean, that would be a tremendous disappointment. That would be, what, the first time since the Chicago Bulls and the Last Dance Bulls that a team goes on to win the finals and doesn't even make the playoffs the year after. That would be the Warriors since that Bulls team, if that were to happen. So, listen, I don't think that's going to happen. They're in a great spot. I'd be shocked if they didn't at least make the play-in game. But if you are doing the proper wordsmith things, saying the play-in is not the playoffs and they make the play-in and losing there, then you got a lot of question marks. And I would expect things to look a lot different as it pertains to the Golden State Warriors next season. What does that mean? Well, I think Draymond Green is gone, and he might be gone regardless. Bob Myers' future, what is that going to look like? It's interesting. Still hasn't re-signed with the team. His contract is up after this season. And then Steve Kerr, to your point, we shall see. A lot of question marks and a lot to be answered in the coming months here. And we're going to have all of that coverage for you right here on 95.7 The Game. And I'm burying the lead. We got legal tampering happening today around the NFL, and we're going to be live and local all day. And we'll have all that news and whispers and all that sort of stuff trickling down around NFL free agency, which officially starts on Wednesday. But you're going to have all that coverage for you right here, 95.7 The Game. We had a big trade over the weekend as Jalen Ramsey was traded to the Miami Dolphins in exchange for a third-round pick and tight end Hunter Long. So the Rams are continuing their rebuild, tearing down, building back up again. So Jalen Ramsey leaves the division and heads to South Beach, and he's a Florida guy, so kind of a homecoming, if you will, there. 888-957-9570. Are you looking for the 49ers to be making any trades this week? Any surprise moves? There's always something that happens that you weren't expecting. They did re-sign Tayshawn Gibson, defensive back, so one-year deal. He is coming back. Colton McKivitz, again, that was last week, two-year deal. He looks like he is set to be the right tackle as they are looking like they are not going to re-sign Mike McGlinchey there. So, again, a lot happening in the NFL world. The biggest domino still to fall, and the biggest kind of sports topic, if you will, around the quarterbacking landscape is Aaron Rodgers. Where is he going to go? All eyes are fixated in New York with the Jets. Looks like that's just going to be a done deal at this point, but we'll see. The reports out there just looks like they're flirting with each other constantly. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fascinating. We're going to have all that coverage for you right here on 95.7 The Game. 888-957-9570. YouTube chat. Damich. I hope I'm pronouncing that. D-A-M-I-C. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. 1212 on the YouTube chat. Spadoni, do you think Wiggins is coming back this season? Man, I'm under the assumption that he's not. Like, if I'm his teammates, I'm just, you know what? I can only worry about who's there on the floor right now, and Wiggins isn't out there. They're respecting his privacy. They're respecting his space. They're saying it's a family matter, and it's bigger than basketball. That's what Steve Kerr said over the weekend. So I'm under the assumption, and I'm going forward, that he is not going to be back this season. I am just that's just how I'm going to view it moving forward. If he comes back, great. If he doesn't, well, this is what you're working with. I can't have the hypothetical takes constantly surrounding, well, when if Wiggins comes back, well, if him and GP2 are out. I was like, I can't, until they're out on the floor, I can't say anything. And Anthony Slater joined the Morning Roast last week, and he said he was under the assumption that he hasn't even touched a basketball in the better part of almost a month. So if you're not touching a basketball and you expect this guy to come back for the playoffs and he hasn't even, you know, done any drills, the defense just doesn't come right away. Like, that just doesn't happen. The elite defense, like that defense we saw the guy with the second best player for the Warriors in the playoffs last year. That was Andrew Wiggins, which is wild to say. Like, he was the second best player behind Stephen Curry for the Golden State Warriors last season. That was Andrew Wiggins. And for him to come back and miss an almost a month of basketball and you expect him just to be that player again, I don't think that's fair. And I think it's kind of delusional if you think that's what's going to happen. So, listen, respecting the privacy, but I am just moving forward, and I think the Warriors are right now. Just they're under the assumption that he's not coming back. But here is Curry after the Bucks game talking about Wiggins' absence and supporting him in his absence.
Friend to friend, teammate to teammate, just sending him support. This is a tough situation in terms of, you know, him being away for so long, but necessary. Life is bigger than basketball, and whatever him and his family going through, that's all that matters. And whenever he's ready to come back, I'm sure he will. And that's how he's built in terms of being available. And I know he's missing the vibe and being with us, and we miss him too. So it's interesting. There's such a big spotlight on what we do on a daily basis, and the fact that, you know, we have so many people that rely on us on a daily basis to be able to give that energy back to your family. Family is huge, so we support him and all of that, and whenever he's ready to come back, he'll be back.
Warriors have handled this very well. I will say that off the front end. They've been very respectful. There have been no leaks. Obviously, the press here is not like a New York City or Philadelphia or, I don't know, your Chicago's, if you will. I mean, Chicago's stretching it, but New York and Philly specifically, they're not going to be pressing and trying to pry and rip open what's going on surrounding Andrew Wiggins and his personal life here in the Bay. We're not built like that. And I think in this sort of situation, that's a good thing. I know there's been a lot of speculation. Well, if it's this and it's not this. How will his teammates react? How will the fan base react to the, what if they don't deem it to be something that he should have missed this much time over? Well, you know what? Everyone has their own issues. Everyone has their own problems within their own families, within their own personal lives. And for someone else to judge how significant said issues are, shame on them. You don't know unless they're walking in their shoes. You'd have never been in that person's life. Like, you don't know what they're about. I'm almost turning into Priest from Palo Alto. You don't know Jordan Poole. Like, Andrew Wiggins.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Everything is okay, and leave it at that. That's it. That's what you can do as a fan. I know it's nerve-wracking. You want to win another championship. Feels like the last dance. Feels like the last go-around. Feels like you're trying to maximize everything. You have Steph. You have Clay. You have Draymond. You have never lost a Western Conference series under Steve Kerr with those three guys in the lineup. Okay? Starting every single game. I know all the caveat. You know what I mean. So, you've never lost a series under Steve Kerr in the Western Conference playoffs. Okay? You have those three guys. Still like your chances come playoff time. Still like your chances. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. We're going to take a quick break. Come on back. I want to know what you were watching this weekend, folks. We had the Oscars. We had World Baseball Classic. We had the Players. We had Warriors Bucks in overtime. We have Selection Sunday. There was just a lot happening this weekend and a lot to break down here on the pregame show. So let me know at 888-957-9570. Let me know on Twitter. Let me know on YouTube at @Spadoni_Joe if you wanted to give me a follow on Twitter. This is the pregame show. Joe Spadoni. Come on back. 95.7 The Game.
Now back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. Pre-game show, Joe Spadoni, 95-7 The Game. Warriors, they took out the Bucks on Saturday in overtime to improve to 35-33. 28-7 at home. And they're looking to add on that tonight against the Phoenix Suns. We'll have all that coverage for you here, right here, 95-7 The Game. Starting at 6 o'clock with Warriors Live, John Dickinson, before he tosses it over to the great Tim Roy at Warriors Vox, the voice of the Golden State Warriors, will be on the call. Again, no Kevin Durant. That sucks. Just, when's he going to play at Chase? Is he ever? I don't know. Jonathan Kuminga, another guy who rolled his ankle in pregame warmups. He is listed as day-to-day. He did not play against the Milwaukee Bucks. I would assume he's not going to play today, but just given how many days and just the overall kind of tone of Steve Kerr. We'll see if Draymond's available. He was talking after the game like he's worried about how he's going to feel the next day and stuff like that. So hopefully Draymond is coming out for this one against the Phoenix Suns. He got hurt there. He kind of pulled up on his foot there in that Bucks game. Did come back, made an impact, but we'll wait to see on that. Again, Warriors taking on the Suns tonight at Chase Center. 7 o'clock tip-off, 888-957-9570. Here on the pregame show with Joe Spadoni, we've been talking what you've been watching over the weekend. There was a lot of stuff, and I was just talking to Shasky and Sam Lubman in the studio outside, and we were just talking about The Mandalorian. Just great stuff. That's what I watched over the weekend. You could have been watching the Oscars. You could have been watching World Baseball Classic, Selection Sunday, another NBA matchup that you guys were watching. Kings, they seem to keep on winning. You got Jalen Ramsey getting traded to the Miami Dolphins. Tampering starts today. And we got NFL free agency on Wednesday. God, just so much happening in the sports world right now. And it feels like the Golden State Warriors could potentially be at the epicenter of it all if they continue to win and stack some W's heading into the playoffs which is going to be in a couple weeks. It's going to sneak up on us, folks. NBA playoffs right around the corner, and we need the Warriors to get in there. We need them to get in there. I just need the content. I mean, if they lose and they don't make it, that's going to be amazing content as well, just because all the offseason question marks. But I would like to continue to talk about them because it makes my job more fun each and every playoff round they could advance to. So please, Warriors, continue to do that. 888-957-9570. Steve Kerr talked about, you know, how incredible Stephen Curry was after that huge win on Saturday. And I thought it was a very good soundbite. And it just felt like it was a win that the Warriors desperately needed. Three-game losing streak after winning five in a row on the homestand. You're in danger of losing four straight with Steph coming back. And it felt like that was going to happen until Jrue Holiday, you know, dribbled off his foot. By the way, I was saying in the chat with Steiny and Guru, who are going to be on at 10 to 2. New lineup changes today. You got Morning Rose, 6 to 10. Bonte Shasky, Steiny Goode, 10 to 2. And Willard and Dibbs, 2 to 6. All that happening today. But I was on the chat with E-Dog, Evan Gidding, Steiny and Guru. I was like, every time I see the name Drew with Jrue Holiday, and it's, I see that spelling with the J-R-U-E, gives me shivers. I was like, how and why did you spell it like that? It drives me nuts. But Stephen Curry, back to my original thought, 13 of 27, 6 of 15 downtown. Not his greatest efficiency night, but when they needed him the most, Stephen Curry answered the call. Here's Steve Curry talking about his star player.
Well, Steph was incredible, and he did it against one of the great defenders in the league in Jrue Holiday. Drew's an amazing player, so strong and quick and just never quits on any possession. It's amazing watching those two guys battle. You know, Steph is, he's fearless, and it doesn't matter if there's a slow start or if he hasn't had much going, he can ignite it at any time. And I thought that comeback down the stretch, I think we were down 8 with about 2 minutes left, championship stuff. Like that's the team that has won 4 titles. So they know how to do it. They got it done tonight against probably the best team in the league. I know they didn't have Giannis, but they're still hell of a team without him.
They are still a hell of a team without him. It would have made it more exciting. Obviously, Steph and Giannis on the floor together, two of the big faces of the NBA. I would wager that Giannis is probably going to be the next face after the LeBrons and Stephs kind of fade away into the good light, if you will. But Steph's got, don't worry, folks, Steph's still got a couple years left. He's not done yet, but it is starting to feel like this is the year, right? These games are going to start feeling more and more urgent every single way down the stretch. Every loss is going to feel agonizing, and every win is going to feel like you felt like you've turned a corner when it comes to the Golden State Warriors. That's pressure. Pressure is a privilege, and the Golden State Warriors have had the great privilege for the better part of a decade competing for championships. And this is the year. This is, feels like it's it. Michael Jackson. This is it. It's starting to feel like that. I feel like Draymond's going to be gone after this season. Just have a gut feeling. You know, if they win the chip, maybe things change. It just feels like there's going to be a changing of the guard here after this season. And the West is still wide open. I know we just talk about the standings and it's just the teams that are pulling themselves away, but the Grizzlies, Ja Morant, I know they've won 2 in a row now, but yeah. Kings, I know, 3-game winning streak. Nuggets, yeah. If the Suns get KD back, maybe that's the team, but I can't count on that. KD's just been having these weird fluke injuries all the time. Clippers, I'm not believers in them, even though they've won three in a row since losing to the Warriors. The T-Wolves, come on. So the Mavericks, come on. Like all those teams below the Warriors at this point in the standings, which is the T-Wolves, Mavericks, Jazz, Thunder. Lakers are a wild card because LeBron James, if they get in the play-in, maybe. They've been playing better as of late. They're 7-3 in their last 10. By the way, great record without Russell Westbrook. But they're 7-3 in the last 10. That's an interesting team. But as it goes for the Thunder, the Jazz, the Mavericks, the T-Wolves, I'm not scared of any of those guys. Mavericks, by the way, they're leaking oil bad. 3-7 in their last 10. They had a little skid. Lost 2 in a row. Kyrie and Luka experiment not working out greatly. On the YouTube chat, appreciate you all checking in. You can always go on there. Morali, now you're acting like a technical producer of the show, bruh. You know, technical producer extraordinaire. Butcha Lubman in the audience. There you go. That's the real conversations happening in the back, as he was there alluding to, that my conversations about the Mandalorian with those guys. Nerd alert, rocking my Star Wars shirt today, too, under my Adidas jacket. There you go, for the YouTube chat. Check it out. Got Darth Vader on there. Oh, boy, I think I still have a tag on here. Didn't even rip it out. Oh, boy. There we go. Not going to show that size. Getting a little fat. There you go. On the YouTube chat, Morali, Joe, Draymond Green and Stephen Curry two-man game action is better than Karl Malone and John Stockton. I know it's a different era, but is it comparable? Well, that was just a two-person show. Like, so if you're just going off a tandem alone, I'm probably going Malone and Stockton, even though they never won a chip. But that Draymond, it makes you think Draymond and Steph as a tandem, it's an all-timer, but I think of them as a trio. You have to toss in Clay in there. I'm still taking the tandem of Malone and Stockton, even though they didn't win anything, because that's just new. You have to put the trio of Steph, Clay, and Dre together. Just like I'm putting the duo of Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan, that's like the best. If you want to put Shaq and Kobe, that's probably right there with them. And then you got the Stockton Malones, all that sort of stuff. You can go, maybe you want to go, again, D-Wade, though, that was with Bosch, D-Wade, and LeBron. Again, that's number three people. So go Kobe and Powell. Another great tandem. So, yeah, there's been a lot of good ones. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, 510. He's been watching Andor on Disney Plus, what you were watching over the weekend here on the pregame show. That's a good one. Like that. I enjoyed it. It was very slow within the... I was like, all right, is anything going to happen? And then once the stuff started to happen, whether it was at episode 5 or 6, started to get good. So I liked Andor. 510 on the Xfinity Mobile text line. If the Dubs have Wiggins and GP2 with Steph, Dre, and Clay and Loon healthy, we are, quote, good in the West. Those are a lot of ifs, though. If they have Wiggins and GP2, I don't even know if they're going to get Wiggins back. Are they going to get Gary Payton II back? He's supposed to get, what, reevaluated today? So we'll hear all the news on that. So it'd be great. That would be great. But I need the vets right now, and I saw what they did on Saturday night. It was refreshing to see Stephen Curry put the team on his back. And he's probably going to have to do that in these next couple weeks if they want to get some of these huge wins. Steph's got to be the guy. Because when Jordan Poole is not hitting, and he hasn't been, and you just have to rely on Dante DiVincenzo to hit threes, and he's been playing well, but that's not sustainable. You can't rely on Dante DiVincenzo to, you know, shoulder the load there offensively towards the end. Klay Thompson, obviously, is coming off some huge months in his career. Maybe the best historically he's ever done. But Steph is going to be the guy. He's going to have to be the guy for this team to have a chance at winning another title. 888-957-9570. We're going to have one more segment. The Crossover is coming up next. Joe Chasky is going to join me. I'm going to ask what he was watching over the weekend. And we still want to know what you were watching over the weekend. You got the Oscars. You had the Selection Sunday. WBC. What do you want to talk about? What's the major storyline for you this weekend? Scottie Scheffler winning the Players. Masters right around the corner, and the Crossover right around the corner, right here on the pregame show. Joe Spadoni, come on back. 95.7 The Game.
Back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. A little UBZ action. Pregame show, Joe Spadoni, as Joe Chasky joins me, part of the two-man tandem of the Morning Roast for the Crossover here on the pregame show. And Joe, we were just talking all morning about what were you watching this weekend? Because there's a lot of stuff, obviously. Warriors, Bucks.
Sports.
Overtime. Yeah, sports. You got the World Baseball Classic. God, USA stinks. We're bad, dude. We just got wrecked.
I
couldn't even name the guy that wrecked us. What is his name? Menendez?
We don't have any pitching.
Yeah.
Because all of our pitching is old.
Adam Wainwright's our ace?
It's a joke. It's a joke.
Come on.
I mean, come on. At least give me Verlander all HGH'd out.
Like, if that's the case, give me some like AAA, high AAA prospects that are like supposed to be really good, but right?
Here's the problem.
You don't want them to get hurt and they're like liability.
It's not just that you want them to get hurt. A lot of these young players, like think about someone like Logan Webb. He hasn't even been given the buyout on arbitration. Yeah. So all he has, like, and I get it, like you represent your country. It's easy to say. But you could literally lose out on millions upon millions of dollars.
I get it.
You know, and then people see what happens with Carlos Rodon and the forearm strain. Forearm strain is two bad things. Forearm strain equals that's what that equals. And so if you get one of those forearm strains and you don't have a 5-year, $150, $60 million deal, you're in trouble. Like the Max Fried. I always pronounce his name properly. Like
Fried.
What is the incentive for him to pitch in the World Baseball Classic other than, you know, country pride, which I understand, but like money is more important. That is their moneymaker.
Yes.
Every bullet that they waste on that mound for Team USA is a bullet that they could be wasting getting paid.
No.
So I we have no pitching.
No, it's the same thing when it goes into like, and we just saw it for whoever, the USC offensive lineman that tore his ACL doing drills for the combine. You see a lot of these guys that's not even doing the combine anymore. Like, yeah, I'm not going to throw, I'm not going to do all this stuff because if I tear my ACL, like if it's a quarterback like a Bryce Young, I just lost out on maybe $100 million down the line. You never know. So it's like stuff like that's a good point. The Oscars was this weekend. Big Oscars guy, Shasky.
Could not care
less. Used to be.
Yeah, not anymore.
I used to be. It's just so many streaming services now. Like, it used to just be like, you saw this, and this in the movie theater, and you wanted that movie that you saw that you really liked to win, right?
Yeah.
And apparently, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. I'll have to see that now, because apparently it just cleaned up. Oh. Brendan Fraser winning it. Shout out Brendan Fraser. Dude, I loved The Mummy as a kid. It's one of my favorite movies. Oh, dude, it was the best.
I did not have that on my script for Joe Spadoni.
Late 90s, just elite. Yeah, it's just one of those movies that's on TV. I'll turn it on.
Wasn't he also in Encino Man?
Encino Man.
Yeah, that's what I remember
and
him
so
from.
And so was the guy, the best supporting actor. I'm blanking on his name. I have it all right here, and I'll get it in a second. I hope I'm pronouncing this right. Ki Kwai Kwan, who was Data in The Goonies, he won Best Supporting Actor. And he was also Short Round in Indiana Jones, Dr. Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he won.
Wow.
And he was also in Encino Man, I guess. So, like, those two guys were both in Encino Man winning Oscars.
Really?
Crazy.
Wow.
It's like Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky, you know, winning Emmys for these radio shows.
And
right?
What's Pauly Shore up to?
Oh, boy. Look at that guy started.
I mean, seriously.
What was that show, Pauly Shore is Dead? Remember? Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
Yeah, it was funny. It was like it was this whole thing. Like, he pretended he was dead, and like no one cared about it. It was
good actually morning, Bonte. Sad.
Bonte.
You look great.
Dude, he's fired up.
Why, man. He's got pants on.
Dude, Selection Sunday, Bonte's fired up. He's fired up.
He looks phenomenal.
Dude. Sam Lubman, I told him his Miami Hurricanes may be playing in Golden One. We have to check. I think that bracket's playing in
set. They tied for a victory in the ACC.
What?
For winning the division? Them and someone else. They lose 1A, 1A, 1B.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they
winning a
well,
division?
Like before,
a conference?
Before the conference.
Oh, you know, okay.
Whatever the hell they
That's
call
dumb.
It.
That's dumb. Tying.
Well, you got to understand, they used to be in the Big East, and they used to clean up in terms of football stuff, and they moved to the ACC
when was that?
For a variety of...
That was like 20 years.
20 years ago. Okay, so. But they moved, and, you know, that's a basketball conference. At least it was for the longest time. And when you look at, like, the blue bloods that are in that particular conference, for Miami to rise up and win, it's pretty impressive.
No, it absolutely is.
They have a kid by the name of Baby Food, by the way.
That's not his real name.
No, that's his nickname. Oh. Sam Lubman's got to be somewhere.
Baby food
is his nickname. He's 6'6".
I love
that. He plays like a young Anthony Mason.
That's pretty good. It's no Sauce Gardner, but it's pretty good. Another great victory over the weekend. Your Golden State Warriors. Look at that. Overtime. You went to, now you're burying the lead. You went to the game?
It was awesome.
Dude, it was a stinker for like 3.5 quarters until Steph was one on fire. Man, did you watch Drew Holiday? What do you do? Speaking of Willard Gibbs at 2-6, what do you do? The dribbling off the foot. I was convinced they were winning. They had the 3-point lead. They get the ball back with
They're up eight with like 2 minutes to go.
Yeah, and they're up eight. Well, they got the ball back with like 30 seconds. They're up three. I was like, all they have to do is just milk the clock here. If they get a bucket, it's over.
Yeah,
dribbled it off his foot, and it's just like, oh boy.
I know.
And he just felt the 3-point coming. I was like, oh boy, that was the game. And Steph Curry putting the team on his back, and I think it was just refreshing for, and you were there, you can speak on it, refreshing for Warriors fans to just see that, because it felt like they were leaking oil in a bad way. That would have been their fourth straight loss after he came back, and after all that goodwill that they had brought up during his absence, to just have four straight losses just would have been devastating, and they got the huge win.
Oh, it was a monster win, and yeah, no Giannis, I get, like, people are going to want to dilute it, but at this point in the season, the Warriors...
It doesn't matter. Could be against the Rockets, could be against... it could have been against Giannis, it doesn't matter.
I am not a apologizing for victories, and boy, this Milwaukee, I actually was very impressed with Milwaukee. I need to get Bobby Portis on my Warriors at some point.
Oh, he's so sick.
He's so much fun to watch. Brooke Lopez offensively, getting just about anything he wants.
Real quick, you get a two-punch tandem with Bobby Portis and Draymond. Go ahead.
It's a two-piece.
It's a two-piece.
I like that one. I like that a lot. Actually, I really like that. That was very good. By the way, Draymond Green, the inbound play. Bro, it was right.
Dude, Steph's face after it, like he could only smile because it almost went in, but Steph was like, dude, it was a great play because it was like right back to him. He would have been wide open and that quick release.
I know Benny's playing child basketball.
Yes.
I don't know if it's over. Is it?
It is, but we're going to start doing the sports medleys. They're doing it at Oakland, like one of the rec centers.
Very cool.
He gets to do like a T-ball, basketball.
Yeah,
like
we used to do hits and hoops during the summer at Reardon Camp. So, for example, I coach, and you'll understand this at some point when you're coaching kids. This was the year, sixth grade, where they all started to bloom in terms of their personality. And what I mean by that is delusion. They all think they're Ja Morant. Yeah. They all think they're James Harden. Okay, so I'm coaching my sixth grade team, and God bless my nephew, little Mikey. He doesn't shut up, and I tell him, like,
I have a little brother, Mikey. It's the same.
So you need to be quiet. Like, and I think it's because, you know, I'm basically family to him. You know, he thinks he can get away with more, and so I have to discipline him harder than all the other kids because it sets the tone. You know what I mean? In terms of, like, shut up while we're in the huddle. And I hate saying that to a bunch of sixth graders, but I knew the moment I had lost the locker room, if you will. We go to draw up a play. There's like, I don't know, less than a minute to go. And all I want to do is hang on to the ball for the last minute.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't even get them to be quiet because you know what they're all saying? I got this. I'm going to take the last shot. I'm going to take the last shot. I'm going to take the last. I got it in me. I got the dog in me.
Oh, my God.
You don't have the guts to take the last shot. Literally.
They're literally just memes come to life. That's what they are. I got the dog in me.
You're all a bunch of tiny white kids. What are we doing here? Are you kidding
me? You're not Jimmer Fredette, okay?
Dog. And that was the they all want to bomb threes because they think they're that dude. And that was, it reminded me of Draymond Green. Like, I got this, coach.
And then Steve Kerr just laughing on the sideline. I was like, dude, if you lost that game, you would not be laughing.
Well, that's where you, like, just got to give the shovel pass right back.
It was perfect because, and I get it, I think it was Marcus Thompson at The Athletic. He tweeted, he's like, in no circumstances should Steph Curry be inbounding the ball late in the game.
Well,
I get what they were trying to do. It would have worked.
Try to give a pass back.
Yes, it would have worked. But at the same point, like, you're trying to maybe get a foul call or something like that.
At one point, whatever, I don't love it because any kind of bobble or whatever, you're not catching it. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I think more than 2 seconds, I like it a lot more. But the reality is on those types of inbound plays, if you want to get all schematics, even if you have a guy face guarding you, once you inbound the ball, I'm talking about Steph is the inbounder, face guarding him, you know, guarding the inbounder, you throw it. Everyone's human natural inclination is to turn to watch the ball. So yes. I understand why you would want to do that play. I would just want a little, like another half a second left on the clock.
Well, and I appreciate that, like, it was a great play call, and we don't see that. Like, we see, like, and especially come playoff time, and I think this is where veteran leadership, like from a Steve Kerr, is going to matter late, because you may be potentially going up against a guy like, let's just say with the Lakers, Darvin Ham. I've seen a lot. Guy's a rookie head coach.
Yeah.
That's going to matter come playoff time in these late game situations, and you're going to see it coming up more and more down the stretch here for the Warriors, and it's going to be coming huge.
Coach Bud, sneaky dad bod.
No, not sneaky. Sneaky, just his face is the biggest meme in the history of the NBA.
Bro, Coach
just,
Bud.
He is never satisfied. Even when he won the championship, and he's just, I have never felt more sense of relief in a person than when the Bucks won the championship 2 years ago, because that guy has felt the weight of the world on his shoulders for years. They still want to get rid of him in Milwaukee.
Speaking of weight,
they still want to get rid of that guy.
I see him and I'm like, this guy's been eating at hotels.
He gives me sneaky, he gives me sneaky Tim Jordan vibes, Mike Budenholzer.
Good
when I look at him, like Tim, if you're listening, much better looking guy.
Yes.
But just the constant, just, ugh, what the hell are we doing? Just disgust from, because God bless Tim Jordan. He just has to fix everything around here at the station.
Yeah.
And hopefully the new one, there's not as much to fix. We keep hearing on that new station, by the way. I'm still waiting until when we're eventually going to move there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we're thinking in May. No, we're thinking in June. I don't think we're ever going to move there. Anyways, Tim Jordan, Mike Budenholzer, your thoughts. That's deep, deep cuts. Real quick,
we only got
a minute 30 here. They're playing the Suns today. Jonathan Kuminga, they listed him as day-to-day. Hopefully he's playing.
A huge upgrade.
Yeah, so they're listing him as day-to-day. Yeah. I wouldn't expect him to play, but we'll see. Obviously, no KD. That sucks. Again, no KD, no Giannis. These are huge games we circled. But a huge chance to play against a team that many thought was going to be, once they traded for him, the next biggest opponents for the Warriors come playoff time in the Phoenix Suns.
Well, and also, I'm ready for Devin Booker versus Klay Thompson.
There you go.
I mean, I'm ready for that one. And then obviously Chris Paul.
Four championships, right? He was doing the S-talk.
I just hope that Phoenix doesn't rest anyone. I want to see the Warriors face a stiff test. I mean, they need a win, right? So I'm not here to like say that I wouldn't take a win.
Phoenix needs a win, too, in the standing. Yeah.
But more than important, I just want to see them play a really stiff opponent because I want to see what it looks like.
Totally. I mean, Phoenix.
I'm excited for this one tonight.
No, absolutely. And Phoenix, I mean, they have the 4 seed. You can say they're locked into it. They're 3 up in the loss column over the Clippers and the Warriors right now. But it's a huge game for them. They just came off an L. They're 7-3 though in their last 10 since the All-Star break.
The other, like the Wiggins thing, I feel like we're now moving the goalposts. It went from like, oh, he'll be back soon. At least that was the feel. I felt that he'll be back soon. Now it's like, we're hoping that he gets back soon. I'm thinking, oh boy.
Yeah, yeah. I'm operating just with my takes that he's not even going to be back. Like that's just, and I'm sure
that's the case. They need Kuminga more than ever.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's Joe Shasky. He's coming up next. Bonte Hill, Morning Rose, 6-10, and then you got Steiny Grew, 10-2. Willard Dibbs, 2-6. New lineup here on 95.7 The Game. Joe Shasky, Bonte Hill, Morning Rose coming up next. This was the pregame show. Joe Spadoni, 95.7 The Game.
Lemonade. Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.